Thursday, December 1st, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I've got two stories for you, both pointing in the same direction. First, out of Fox News, parents are outraged after the National Education Association tweeted, "Teachers know better than anyone what students need in the classroom." That tweet comes shortly after Representative Eric Swalwell of California took to Twitter, commenting how stupid it was for parents to be in charge of their kids' education. Swalwell was responding to a quote from Senator Tim Scott, who said, "We're putting parents back in charge of their kids' education," to which Swalwell said, "Please tell me what I'm missing here. What are we doing next? Putting parents in charge of their own surgeries? Clients in charge of their own trials? When did we stop trusting experts? This is so stupid," he said.
I couldn't help but think of something that my father taught me early in life, and that is, if you'll ask enough questions, people will talk, and if you let them talk, before long you'll find out what they really believe. We call that today world and life view, and they will also reveal to you what their ultimate objective is. Well, these two stories are primary examples of that. Intoxicated with power, that's what the National Education Association has, unbelievable wealth and power, and intoxicated by being in an elected office in a, quote, safe district, such as Representative Swalwell, then what we find out is what they really believe and what their objective is, and it falls right in line with what we've been talking about. We need to understand that the day of classic liberalism has been set aside. The political framework today is progressive secular humanism. Humanity is the measure of all things. Humanity determines its own truth. Secular means there is no reference to the sacred. Everything is outside of the sacred. Progressivism actually is regressivism because it is focused upon the deconstruction of Western civilization. Why? Because Western civilization is a civilization movement that was theistic in nature. It had a God-centered approach to life, that God was the creator, that God was the redeemer, and God was the sustainer. With that assurance in a world and life view, how do you now frame civilization? Well, progressive secular humanism says, no, we're going to remove theism and replace it with humanism. Man is the measure of all things, and freedom is now defined as anarchy. Secondly, there is no sacred in life. There is no need for religious freedom because religion is nothing more than a social construct that is used for oppression. And progressivism actually is regressivism. What must first be done before we can institute a utopian society is to deconstruct and dismantle and demolish the present society, Western civilization. So what you're seeing is the deconstruction of the centrality of a theistic world and life view, the deconstruction, therefore, of the sacred, that is religion, the deconstruction of those institutions that God has mandated, that God has placed for the well-being of society, such as marriage, family, parenting, and sexuality within marriage, gender, God created male and female. There has to be the systematic deconstruction of each and every one of those institutions that are at the core of Western civilization. Here is the political world with Representative Swalwell. Here is the academic world with the National Educators Association. And you can see they're both marching to the same drumbeat, the deconstruction of the family. Two worldviews at war. It was indicated by the statement of Swalwell, which was in response to Tim Scott. Tim Scott says, "We're going to put policies in place that restores the rights of parents to simply parent their children." So let me go from the noun parent to the verb parent. So the parents will parent their children. The state will not parent the children. The children belong to and are under the stewardship of their parents. If there are broken families and children in need, then certainly the safety nets of society can be put in place to assist those children. But the foundational framework is family. And the objective of parenting is to raise your child so that spiritually, socially, and emotionally, they are able to leave you and cleave to another and establish their own marriage, or if they are called to singleness, and then, of course, there is the continued relationships that they would enjoy in life. But let's back up to what has now been said. Here is the National Education Association. Instead of the historic position, they now see themselves as the professional, the tyranny of the professional. The professional says, "We know what's best for your child." No, you have a certain body of knowledge and skills and technology to communicate to our children. But the parent is in the position of responsibility of the stewardship of that child as to whether they want that person to teach their child or someone else to teach their child. In the 19th century, we took a monumental step that was easily sold to our society because of our value of education, which may in some cases have been right-hearted, but in reality was wrong-headed, and that was compulsory education. Compulsory education set up the conflict between parents and government. It's one thing for the government to say every parent must provide education for their children. It's another thing for them to have the authority to tell parents what education they need to provide. That law then put into motion the ascendancy of the government school movement over the parental authority to decide what kind of education I'm going to give my child. Representative Swalwell makes this unbelievably inane statement. Parents over the education of their children? Are parents going to be the lawyers in the courtroom? Are parents going to be the surgeons in the surgical process? No, but the parents are going to decide the lawyer that they want to represent them. Parents are going to decide what doctor they're going to choose. And parents are going to decide what educators they want to put into place. The National Education Association says that we are to trust the teachers. No. We don't automatically give trust to teachers. Teachers must manifest themselves as trustworthy. A parent is a steward, a trustee over their child. If they're going to employ someone as a doctor, as a lawyer, or as an educator for their child, they then are going to look at character, competency, and trustworthiness. These two stories betray to us the reality of the progressive secular humanist movement. Progressive secular humanism is the political movement that is designed to deconstruct Western civilization. Western civilization is theistic. It starts with the reality of God as creator, redeemer, and sustainer. And then it affirms the primacy of the freedom of religion, that life is sacred and the decisions of life are sacred. And then it affirms freedom, not as anarchy, but freedom as ordered liberty within a national covenant of law that we call the Constitution. Progressive secular humanism says, no, man is the measure of all things. Instead of embracing the sacred institutions established by God, man will decide what institutions are to be put into place. Life is secular. It's lived outside the sacred. The sacred, at best, is marginalized, and its objective is ultimately its illumination. Parents know what's best for their child. Parents will determine who will teach them, who will represent them in court, who will be their medical professionals. The parent will make that decision, not the government.
As we close out for today, let me remind you that tomorrow is Friday and we return to our Ask the Pastor feature. This is your opportunity to have input into Today in Perspective by sending us your questions. Write to Harry at askthepastor@briarwood.org. What do the scriptures mean related to a certain subject or issue? Drop us an email at askthepastor@briarwood.org. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.